This is Weekend All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Lisa Simeone is away. As the nation continues to cope with last week's unprecedented attacks, the search intensifies for answers. Who's responsible? What was their purpose? What evidence ties them to the attacks? Today, near Ground Zero, one of the largest crime scenes in the world, answers are still hard to come by.
I'm worried. I'm wondering what's going to happen to my daughter. She's 18 months. I'm wondering what's going to happen for the future. And, you know, the fact of the word war makes anybody scared.
New Yorker Tamika Riley, speaking near the site of the World Trade Center bombings. NPR's Melissa Block has been following what has become a worldwide investigation and joins us from New York. Melissa, thanks for joining us. What have you learned today?
Sure, Jackie. I'm told by a law enforcement source that the government now has 19 material witnesses in custody, 14 of them here in New York. The Justice Department will not confirm those numbers. We know that a grand jury has been convened in White Plains and that secret court proceedings have been held here in Manhattan over the past week. Also, I've been told that law enforcement is questioning former members of Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network who are in custody. These are men who pleaded guilty in the embassy bombings case this year in New York. Three former members, they turned government informant, and the government is quizzing them, showing them photo arrays of some of the suspects, asking who they might know, any connections that they can draw. Those talks with the informants, I've been told, are ongoing and could ultimately lead to a reduced sentence or more favorable conditions for those men. There are also, of course, convicted terrorists in those attacks, members of Osama bin Laden's network who are in custody, and the government would like to talk to them as well, but according to a law enforcement source, none of them have shown a desire to talk to us.
Melissa, is there any new physical evidence coming to light?
Well, the Justice Department today confirmed a report that box cutters were found on other airplanes that were grounded after the attacks on September 11th. They will not give specifics, but they're following on a Washington Post story this morning that revealed that investigators, in fact, found box cutter knives under the seat cushions on at least two airplanes, one of which was a flight out of Boston. Box cutters found under adjoining seat cushions on that flight, according to the Washington Post, and another flight from Brussels to Atlanta. Also, the New York Times reported today on the cockpit voice recorder that was recovered from the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania. According to the New York Times, there were scuffling sounds picked up on that tape, shouts in Arabic and English, and a report from the Washington Times that intelligence agencies intercepted a phone call, allegedly discussions between Osama bin Laden's lieutenants of an impending big attack. This call was made the day before the attacks, intercepted and not revealed or discovered until several days after the attacks. Just a caveat on that, I find that a bit of a head-scratcher, because we know from the embassy bombings case that the members of al-Qaeda knew they were under surveillance, were well aware that their phones might be tapped, and talked in code, sometimes very rudimentary code. We saw in one case that the food and beverage, the FBI became known as the food and beverage industry, and Osama bin Laden became his OSAM, but they were certainly aware that they were being surveyed.
And you, of course, covered the 1993 bombing and the trial. We've just got 30 seconds left. The U.S. government has yet to reveal any evidence directly tying Osama bin Laden to the attack, but there were a number of arrests today abroad. Do you know on what grounds?
Well, we know that in Belgium there are two men who've been arrested on suspicion of plotting attacks on U.S. interests in Europe, and investigators have discovered bomb-making material there. Arrests in France, seven people arrested for connection with an alleged plan to attack U.S. targets in France, including a plot to blow up the U.S. embassy. And we've also seen arrests around the world in England, Germany, Canada, and even Paraguay.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
Thanks, Jackie.
NPR's Melissa Block speaking to us from New York.